Welcome to Zichu Daf Siman Mem Avraham Goldhar, and today we're Zechus Yuma Daf Ein Hey, the eighth parak Yom Kippurim. The majority of this daf discusses the man. So the three topics we're going to focus on. Number one, the Gemara brings Malchokas regarding Bnei Yisrael's complaint about the man. Rav and Shmuel argue over the meaning of the following pasuk: Zecharnu as a daga asher nocha b'Mitzrayim china. We remember the fish daga that we ate in Mitzrayim free of charge. One said daga refers to actual fish, and Bnei Yisrael complaining that the fish they ate in abundance in Mitzrayim was not available to them in the Midbar. He derives it from nochal, that we ate. The other one said that the word daga refers to arayos, and they were complaining that certain marital relations they enjoyed in Mitzrayim were now prohibited by the Torah. He derives it from chinam, free of charge. Since fish was not free, it must be referring to relations which were free of any prohibition. The Gemara challenges the first opinion based on the pasuk in the parsha that states, Yishma Moshe za'am bochel mishmachosav, and Moshe heard the people weeping by their families, al iske mishmachosav, which is expanded to mean on account of their family members, who now had become prohibited to them. The Gemara concludes that they complain about both the loss of fish and prohibited relations. Point number two, the Gemara brings three psukim that describe how the man fell. The first one implies that the man fell in the camp. The second one implies that it fell outside the camp. And the third implies that the people had to wander far from the camp to collect it. The Gemara explains the man fell differently for three groups of people. Tzadikim yard al pesach bateim. For the tzadikim, the man fell inside the camp at the entrance of their homes. Beinonim yatsu v'laktu. For average people, the man fell outside the camp, requiring them to go and collect it. Rishayim shatu v'laktu. For the Rishayim, the man fell at a great distance from the camp, requiring them to wander far away to collect it. And point number three, it was talking about Brice regarding the man. The pasuk states, lechem abirim achal ish. Humans ate abirim bread. Rekiva said that abirim bread is lechem shemalchei sharis ochinoso, bread that the malachim eat. Rabbi Shmuel said that Rekiva was mistaken, since malachim do not eat or drink. Rather, he interpreted abirim bread, lechem shenivro b'masayim v'arbim shmona evarim, bread that's absorbed in the 248 evarim, limbs of the human body. So why then were they required to have a shovel in addition to their weapons if there was no need to defecate? Dvarim shetakari umos olam mochinos olahem. They defecated because they ate food that peddlers of the nations would sell to them. Rabbi Elazar ben Parta said that the man would also enable these foods they purchased to be absorbed in their bodies. The need for the shovel was for after they complained about the man. Hakadosh Baruch Hu said to them, Ani amarti yu kamalchi asharis, akshav ani matriach osam shlosh parsos. I said the Bnei Yisrael should be like malchi asharis, but now that they complain, I am burdening them with having to walk three parsos to relieve themselves. So once again, the three points are number one. The Gemara brings the Malchus regarding Bnei Yisrael's complaint about the man. Rav and Shmuel argue over the meaning of the following pasuk: Zecharnu as a daga asher nocha b'Mitzrayim chinam. We remember the fish daga that we ate in Mitzrayim free of charge. One said daga refers to actual fish, and Bnei Yisrael complained the fish they ate in abundance in Mitzrayim was not available to them in the Midbar. He derives it from nocha that we ate. The other one said the word daga refers to arayos, and that they were complaining that certain marital relations they enjoyed in Mitzrayim were now prohibited by the Torah. He derives it from chinam, free of charge. Since fish was not free, it must be referring to relations which were free of any prohibition. The Gemara challenges the first opinion based on the pasuk in that parsha that states, Yishma Moshe za'am bochel mishmachosav, and Moshe heard the people weeping by their families, al iske mishmachosav, which is expanded to mean on account of their family members, who now had become prohibited to them. The Gemara concludes that they complained about both the loss of fish and prohibited relations. Point number two, the Gemara brings three psukim that describe how the man fell. The first one implies the man fell in the camp. The second one implies that it fell outside the camp. And the third implies that people had to wander far from the camp to collect it. The Gemara explains the man fell differently for three groups of people. Tzadikim yard al pesach batem. For the tzadikim, the man fell inside the camp at the entrance of their homes. Beinonim yatz v'laktu. For average people, the man fell outside the camp, requiring them to go and collect it. Rishayim shatu v'laktu. For the Rishayim, the man fell at a great distance from the camp, requiring them to wander far away to collect it. And point number three was taught in a braisa regarding the man. The pasuk states, Lechem abirim achol ish. Humans ate abirim bread. Rabbi Kiva said that abirim bread is lechem shemalchei asharis ochinoso, bread that the malachim eat. Rabbi Shmuel said that Rabbi Kiva was mistaken, since malachim do not eat or drink. Rather, he interpreted abirim bread as lechem shenivo masayim v'arbim shmona evarim, bread that is absorbed in the 248 evarim, limbs of the human body. Why then were they required to have a shovel in addition to their weapons if there was no need to defecate? They defecated because they ate food that peddlers of the nations would sell to them. Rabbi Elazar ben Parta said that the man would also enable these foods they purchased to be absorbed in their bodies. The need for the shovel was for after they complained about the man. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to them, Ani amarti yukam malchei asharis, akshav ani matriachu sam shosh parsaos. I said the Bnei Yisrael should be like the malchei asharis, but now that they complained, I'm burdening them with having to walk vi parsaos to relieve themselves. All right, so now we go to our Simon Daf Ein Hey, and this one was suggested to us by David Zaid Glickman from London and Gedalia Weiss, who both suggested Ein Hey is an Am Ha'aretz. Am Ha'aretz, here goes. The Am Ha'aretz, who loved fish so much, he wore a big button with a picture of a fish on it, couldn't understand why he had to walk so far out to collect his man and always carry a shovel with him. Once again, it's a motion. The Am Ha'aretz, Am Ha'aretz, that must mean we're on Daf Ein Hey. The Am Ha'aretz, who loved fish so much, he wore a big button with a picture of a fish on it, which reminds us of the Malkus about the meaning of the word Daga in the Pasuk, as Zecharnas a Daga Asher Nochem Mitzrayim Chinam. Remember the fish Daga that we ate in Mitzrayim free of charge. Once a Daga refers to actual fish that they ate in abundance in Mitzrayim that was not available to them in the Midbar. The other one said the word Daga refers to Arayos, and they were complaining that certain marital relations they enjoyed in Mitzrayim were now prohibited by the Torah. So the Am Ha'aretz, who loved fish so much, he wore a big button with a picture of a fish on it, couldn't understand why he had to walk so far out to collect his man, which reminds us of the three different ways the man felt for the Tzaddikim, Beinonim, and Rishayim. So the Am Ha'aretz, who loved fish so much, he wore a big button with a picture of a fish on it, couldn't understand why he had to walk so far out to collect his man, and always carry a shovel with him, which reminds us of the various interpretations of the Pasuk, Lechem Abirim Achel Ish. Humans ate Abirim bread. Rabbi Kiva said Abirim bread is Lechem Shemalchi Shars Ochinoso, bread that the Malachim eat. Rabbi Shmuel said it's bread that's absorbed in the 248 Evarim, limbs of the human body. The Gemara will give different pshatim why they were commanded to have a shovel. So once again, the Am Ha'aretz, who loved fish so much, he wore a big button with a picture of a fish on it, couldn't understand why he had to walk so far out to collect his man, and always carry a shovel with him. All right, now it's time for a four blah blah chazorah. Daf Ein Av. So the similar Daf Ein Av is a donkey going ee-aw. So here goes. The two colleagues greeting each other in the street by donkey. Donkey, that must mean we're on Daf Ein Av. Ee-aw. The two colleagues greeting each other in the street by a donkey, which reminds us what the one who took the Sir Azazel out would say to the Kohen Gadol when he met the Kohen Gadol the next day, and how he ascribed his shlichus to the Kohen Gadol when he met him in the street to give honor to him in public. So the two colleagues greeting each other in the street by a donkey were astonished when a slight and weak-looking Talmud Chacham picked the animal up with one hand, which reminds us Rabbi Berechia gives two pshatim in the pasuk in Mishlei that states, Alechem Ishim Ekra, and to you men do I call. This refers to the Talmud Chachamim who appear similar to women in that they're non-aggressive and physically weak, yet they perform feats of heroic strength, like men, referring to overcoming their Yetzirah. The second pshat is, Harod Tzilinasach Yain al Gabi HaMizbeach, Yemal Gronim Shel Talmud Chachamim Yain. One who desires to offer a wine libation upon the Mizbeach should fill the throats of Talmud Chachamim with wine, because the word Ishim suggests Isha, an offering on the Mizbeach. So the two colleagues greeting each other in the street by a donkey were astonished when a slight and weak-looking Talmud Chacham picked the animal up with one hand, as his muscles ripped through his garment, which was spun sixfold. Which reminds us that Braisa taught how the Big Day Kahuna were woven. Items which the Torah says were made with sheish, linen, had the thread spun sixfold. This means that each thread of linen was composed of six strands spun into a single thread. Items described as mashzar, twine, had their thread spun eightfold. The me'il, which was pure techelis wool, was made of 12-fold cords. Peruch was made of 24-fold cords. The chosh and the ephod were made of 28-fold cords. Dafayim Beis. So the simmer Dafayim Beis is a thick piece of cake. So here goes. The birthday boy dressed as a Kohen Gadol who got upset when his friends ripped his kashim and loosened his choshen served birthday cake. Birthday cake? That must be one Dafayim Beis. The birthday boy dressed as a Kohen Gadol who got upset when his friends ripped his kashim and loosened his choshen, which reminds us of Rechava said in the name of Yehuda, that one who tears one of the big dekuna receives malchus. Similarly, Rebbe Elazar said one who loosens a choshen from its moorings on the ephod, or one who removes the poles of the arm receives malchus. For it says in one pasuk, lo yizach, and the choshen shall not be detached from upon the ephod. And it says in another pasuk, lo yasuru, in the rings of the arm shall be the poles, they shall not depart from it. So, the birthday boy dressed as a Kohen Gadol, who got upset when his friends ripped his kashim and loosened his choshen, served birthday cake adorned with three crowns, which reminds us there are three crowns that adorn three kelim in the base of Migdash. Aaron married and took the crown of the Mizbeach, David married and took the crown of the Shulchan, Shall Aaron adain munachu kol rotzulikach yavu v'yikach, but the crown of the Aaron is still at rest. Anyone who wishes to take it may come and take it. So the birthday boy dressed as a Kohen Gadol who got upset when his friends ripped his kashim and loosened his choshen, served birthday cake adorned with three crowns that tasted awful for those who misbehaved. Which reminds us of the pasuk v'zos haTorah asher sam Moshe, and this is the Torah that Moshe put some before, alludes to the following, Zacha nasu l'samachayim Ozachen Natsu Osama Misa. If one's deserving, the Torah becomes a drug, a sum of lifetime, but if he's not deserving, becomes a drug of death them. And we have the same idea contrasting the Psukim Kudi Hashem Yerushalayim Samachei Lev, and Imer Hashem Tzarufa, the word of Hashem smelts. Zachem is Samachta Ozachet Tzarafta. If one's deserving, the Torah gladdens him, but if he's not deserving, it smelts him. All right, so that concludes the shir. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldman Zichron wishing a great day and great learning. Dafayin Gimel, so the Simur Dafayin Gimel is a giant ostrich egg. So here goes. The Mashiach Malchem who addressed the soldiers in his Ebegadim before they went to the battlefield riddled with giant ostrich eggs? That must be on Daf Ayin Gimel. The Mashiach Malchem who addressed the soldiers in his Ebegadim before they went to the battlefield riddled with giant ostrich eggs, which reminds us that although Midrash, the Mashiach Malchem does wear the Ebegadim of the Kohen Gadol when he does the Avodah in the base of Migdash, he doesn't wear them in the Rabban Mishuma Eva, and he doesn't wear the four Begadim of the Kohen Hedyot because of Malim Bekodesh Ve'in Meridin. So the Mashiach Malchem who addressed the soldiers in his Ebegadim before they went to the battlefield riddled with giant ostrich eggs aroused the enmity of the Kohen Gadol wearing the Urim Batumim, which reminds the Gemara brings several teachings about the Urim Batumim. The one consulting faces the one being consulted, while the Kohen Gadol faces the Shechina, tilting his head downward to face the Choshen resting on his chest. One doesn't inquire in a loud voice and does not inquire about two matters simultaneously. So the Mashiach Malchem who addressed the soldiers in his Ebegadim before they went to the battlefield riddled with the giant ostrich eggs aroused the enmity of the Kohen Gadol wearing the Urim Batumim, and who had prepared a meal for him that was only a Chetzi Shir. Which reminds us, the Gemara asks how the Mishnah could say that eating and drinking Yom Kippur is Aser, which implies only a prohibition is involved, when we know that eating and drinking is punishable by Koras, and answers that it's needed only in a case when someone ate or drank a Chetzi Shir. When the Gemara says that this explanation is only good according to Rabbi Yochanan, who holds Chetzi Shir Aser Min HaTorah, but not according to Reish Lakish, who holds Chetzi Shir Mutar Min HaTorah, it answers that Reish Lakish concedes that Chetzi Shir is Aser with the Rabbanan. Dafayin Dalet, so the Simur Dafayin Dalet is an aid, a witness. So here goes. The witness, that must mean we're on Daf Ayin Dalet, aid. The witness observed the men who ate 2 half shears of food on Yom Kippur, which reminds the Gemara brings the reasons behind the Malchokas of Chetzi Shir. Rabbi Yochanan says that Chetzi Shir is Asur Min HaTorah, since the Chetzi Shir he now eats is fit to combine with more of the same forbidden food to complete the full shear. Reish Lakish says Chetzi Shir is Mutar Min HaTorah, for the Torah stated that eating certain foods is prohibited, and when eating a Chetzi Shir, there is no halakhic act of eating. So the witness observed the man who ate 2 half shears of food on Yom Kippur because he felt afflicted sitting in the hot sun, which reminds us, it could be thought that when the Torah states, Tanu es nafshosechem, you shall afflict yourselves, this means that one should sit in the hot sun or in the cold in order to suffer. Therefore, the Torah states, V'kol malachu l'sasu, and you shall not do any work. So ma malachu shava al tase, af inui shava al tase. Just as the mitzvah of not doing malach is a command to sit and not do, so to the mitzvah of afflicting yourself is a command to sit and not do. That is, the mitzvah of affliction requires not a direct inflicting of pain and discomfort, but a refraining from any activity that relieves such suffering. So the witness observed the man who ate 2 half shears of food on Yom Kippur because he felt afflicted sitting in the hot sun, and the food didn't satiate him because it was colorless like the man. Which reminds us, the Gemara determines that the Inui of Yom Kippur is derived from the Inui of the Man, and there's a Malchus regarding what the Inui of the Man was. One said, Ein Adoma Mishe Shul Pas Basalo, or Mishe Einu Pas Basalo, one who has bread in his basket is not at all similar to one who does not have bread in his basket. The other one said, Ein Adoma Mishe Roa Ba'ocho, Mishe Einu Roa Ba'ocho, one who sees what he eats is not at all similar to one who cannot see what he eats. All right, so that concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldman Zichron wishing you a great day and great learning.